Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Monday on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
Here's the snap. Blitz is coming. Murray swarmed under and he's sacked. He probably tripped over an offensive lineman's leg, but Greg Rousseau was there with Cam Lewis and others. Ball's out! And it's recovered by Buffalo. Dorian Williams on the football. It's Buffalo ball. Back to pass. Steps up in the pocket and he trips and falls down. Von Miller gonna get credit for the sack. Welcome back, Von Miller. Play clock down to 6. Here's the snap. Murray heaves it down the left sideline. Looking for a receiver. Dortch. It's incomplete. Jamarcus Ingram in coverage. It's a turnover on downs.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Victory Monday. Short week, too. Bills and Dolphins coming up on Thursday. Bills Football Monday is brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Our thanks to Chris Brown and Sal Capaccio for joining us already. The Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show is coming up. Sean McDermott will meet with the media. Maybe we get an update on a Josh Allen hand injury, heavily wrapped, you know.
Yeah. Handing the ball off, taking snaps, right? Him running would all be tricky if that's got anything broken in it.
Meanwhile, on the injury front, Devin Achan might have a hamstring issue. He got dinged up late in that game for Miami.
Okay.
And we'll see. He's battled injury, like his whole first season was that, right?
Yeah.
When he's in there, he's amazing, but he's not always available.
Yeah.
So we'll see about Achan.
I got to read what happened with Jaylen Waddle yesterday, because he was being checked for a concussion. Here are the Dolphins again with concussion stuff that might be weird, but I haven't seen anyone make anything out of this sense, so take this with a grain of salt. But what I saw was Waddle was getting checked for a concussion. Then I saw that he was being ruled out of the game. Then he came back. Just weird, right? Especially with that team that has been that has had weird things with concussion stuff in Tua in the past. So he returned. He did great. He looked fine. But Waddle had a concussion thing early in that game, but did end up coming back a little bit later on.
All right. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. So we got our first graph. Now it's football season. Graph season.
Love graphs.
Defensive EPA per play, offensive EPA per play. The Bills' offense is good. Thanks, Josh Allen. When you average 9 yards a pass attempt and your quarterback also runs and jumps over players, it's pretty good. Right now he's the MVP. And I don't think it's particularly close, right? Right now it's Allen, and I guess Mahomes had a good day, right?
Mahomes had a good day.
Sure.
And wasn't he the favorite already?
Does it feel like that was a year ago? The Thursday night opener was a year ago.
Yeah. Would it be too quick for these to be updated? They might be updated. I think these are updated. I think Because who was the second leading favorite before? It wasn't Allen, was it?
I don't think so.
So right now it's Mahomes number one at plus 400 and Allen number two at plus 550. So a close second to Mahomes, followed by Stroud. All right, no, I bet these are updated. That seems pretty appropriate to me.
803-0550. More of your calls. What do you think? Game one in the books. Bills beat Arizona. Slow start for the defense, and they kind of shut things down the stretch. Next up, it's Miami. It'll be a big one. Thursday night football in Miami. Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Jalen Wright. There's a new name. Rookie running back. Guess what? He's super fast. That's what they get. They get fast guys.
Yeah.
And we'll see if the Bills are going to try and slow the game down. That's what running the ball does. And listen, you're facing a quick strike offense like Miami. You're also facing Tyreek Hill for the first time without Poyer and Hyde or one of Poyer and Hyde. And if there's any team where I'd start to say, like, okay, how can they attack the safeties here? Who's going to really try and get after the safeties here? Miami is a team that has had some success. Waddle has had some success going over top of this defense or through the defense on longer passes. So it's a challenge for sure. And do we have the spread? What do we got?
Bills are a 1.5-point underdog.
Underdog.
Mm-hmm. They're an underdog at
and
Miami.
Isn't home field advantage now only about 1.5 points?
Yep.
So is this an even matchup?
The lines. See, every week, Ben Baldwin puts out a list of, hey, by the betting odds, this is what the books think of every team. When that comes out later in the week, I'd expect the Bills and the Dolphins to be exactly the same. I think that's how that works. If you're a 1.5-point underdog at that place, then I think the books, at least, the betting line makers, think you're the same team or think you're just as good as each other.
803-0550. Alex in Rochester. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, guys. Lost my voice on that call against Kyler Murray. I mean, it's bad when the refs make a call like that, because if you watch it, and I don't know if you guys already talked about it this morning, he actually throws his own head against the turf. I don't know if you saw it. Like, it wasn't, you know, caused by anything other than him throwing his head against her. And it was such a game impacting play. That was a third down, right? Third down, they're going to kick a field goal there. Maybe they make it, maybe not. So it was a big one. The second thing is, you know, I don't think McDermott, and I'm the first one to criticize McDermott and his staff sometimes on the calls they make, but he is a great adjustment coach. Like, if you look at what they did to us to start the game and this to start the season, you're really analyzing everything that's happening on both sides of the football. And then what do you do after that, those first couple sets of downs? And in my opinion, McDermott did a phenomenal job and his staff in the second half. And a lot of credit has to go to him, because they pretty much shut them from the way I saw it, they shut them down and contained them in the second half, especially Murray. Somebody was spying on him and stopping him from what he was getting away with in the first half. And I just think McDermott needs to get some more credit, because he is a pretty good coach at making adjustments in the game from what he's seeing. I'd like to get your guys' thoughts on that. Final thing, by the way, Tyler Bass getting some confidence kicks is great. If you're going into this game thinking you've got very low confidence in Bass, where are you now after what he did yesterday?
Thanks, Alex.
He didn't have any really long ones, but if you were in that stadium, knew it was pretty windy.
I would say, yeah, it's funny.
He was kicking into the wind, I think, on all of his kicks. Field goals, at least.
Windy enough to affect kicks. I did not think it was windy enough to affect the passing game, personally. Like, Josh Allen can drive the ball through some wind.
Yep.
It was not the kind of day where I thought the Bills would run it because the wind was such a factor. But for kicks, yeah, definitely. On McDermott and the adjustments, you know, sometimes you'll hear people say halftime adjustments are overrated, that they make adjustments always throughout the entire game, and halftime can just be a chance to kind of check in. I just think what you had for McDermott yesterday is what you often get from McDermott, much to the chagrin of some people that think he doesn't know how to coach defense. He just coaches defense. He's good at it. Babich, whatever. The pair found answers in the second half. They got their pass rush home on a guy that's tough to bring down. They held him to 31 yards passing in the second half. They didn't give up a lot on the ground to a team that last year, Arizona was ninth in EPA per play in the run game when Murray was back. And he got loose a couple times, which is going to happen. But you didn't get beat up by Trey McBride. You didn't really have anything from Marvin Harrison Jr. So whatever looks you were showing Kyler Murray didn't throw the ball down the field.
Yeah, the big plays. It was a Bills, a trademark McDermott type of defensive game, wasn't it?
Keep
the ball in front of you. There wasn't anything that big over the top. Like the Cardinals' big drives. We mentioned the Dolphins had that big play yesterday to Hill. Go to the Dolphins' drive chart. You'll find one play for 80 yards. You'll find that drive. You'll find some of those drives elsewhere. The Saints had a couple drives like that where, like, three plays for 60 yards, whatever. Look at the Cardinals' drives. They're big drives. They're scoring drives. How many plays did it take? 13 plays to get a touchdown. 10 plays to get a field goal. 13 plays to get another touchdown. 8 plays to get a field goal. And then they had a kick return touchdown. So, you know, it was a McDermott type of day. Did we notice any differences between McDermott and Babich? Like, I didn't. Who do I give the credit to? Probably both of them, right?
Probably both. Yeah, why not?
Only want to give so much credit for adjustments because Peyton Manning said they're not real.
A lot of people say they're not real. And that's why, like, they adjust throughout the game the entire time.
Right.
Yeah. I've got Kyler Murray's little dot chart where the ball went. Okay?
Okay.
And here's the McDermott, to me, this is the McDermott defense. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Six, call it six.
Okay.
Six passes of over 10 yards attempted.
That's it? That even attempted?
Only attempted. Six over 10 yards.
Okay.
Over six. Cardinals did not.
Should have been 1 for 6, but Marvin Harrison dropped a pretty easy one.
He did. Yeah. He did. You can see the drop right there.
Yeah.
But only six attempts down the field.
And none were completed.
And nothing complete.
Oh.
That's what you do. That.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of defenses that want to keep the ball in front of them, so it's not like Sean McDermott owns this idea.
Right.
But that's a consistent thing that they do. They don't get hit. Like, the Anthony Richardson touchdown on the Texans,
yeah,
that has happened occasionally, but it's just rare. And for McDermott's seven-year career now, eight? How many years did he coach this team? This is eighth year?
This is year eight.
It's Allen's seventh, so it's his eighth. The number of passing touchdowns the Buffalo Bills have given up in 8 years compared to all other teams, it's the Bills the fewest. It's what he does.
Can't you count on one hand how many times it's really happened? You can remember them.
The deep balls?
I shouldn't be able to remember a Jaylen Waddle 50-yard pass against the Bills in week three, 2 years ago, that didn't even go for a touchdown, by the way.
Yeah.
He got down to like the three. Why do I remember that play? Do I remember that play if I'm a Giants fan? I remember the play because they never happened to the Bills. How many others can you think of?
They might get tested.
The Hail Mary.
They might get tested a lot this year. Like, this is a big year because
their safeties
are new and the caliber of quarterback they're going to play.
Yep.
I mean, the Dolphins will test them, and then it's Jacksonville who can play like that. It's Baltimore, maybe a little less. Houston, they hit a big one to Nico Collins down the field also. It's the Rams, the Lions, like this idea behind the McDermott defense is going to be put to the test in a big way this season. But it really is what he does and what their defense does with Bobby Babich as well. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. One other fun note from around the league, Russell Wilson was inactive and still dressed up like he was going to play. Which is super. Nobody does that.
Nobody does that. It's kind of weird. Shouldn't that also be illegal in some way?
It's a great question.
I guess it doesn't really matter.
Does the league call and say, hey, you had too many players dressed? Yeah, but he was inactive. Yeah, but why was he dressed? Well,
he was dressed like he was active.
Yes. Full pads.
Yeah. It just seems very, very, very strange to me. Can Russell anybody Wilson, just wear pads? Can Mike Tomlin show up wearing the jersey and pads?
Russell Wilson did something strange?
He's strange.
That doesn't sound like him.
He's a strange dude. I don't think Justin Fields also did, you know, enough to have everyone talking about today, like how he should be the starter full-time, right? Yep.
You know what I want to do? We'll do this like as a segment each and every week. Like, you know, Howard picks the Bills, reverse AFC power rankings. I just want to do a yes or no.
Yes or no?
Yeah, we'll do yes or no.
Okay.
Maybe we'll do it, I don't know, Tuesdays. Maybe we'll do it right now. Can you envision the Bills winning the Super Bowl? Right, just a yes or no. And chart where that goes. Because if you did that last year, it would have been yes, 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 no, no, no. no, 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 yes, 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 right? Like, it turns.
Yeah.
After they beat Miami last year, we're thinking, of course. And then it falls apart against Jacksonville, and then the Giants, and the charting that throughout the year. What would you say right now? Can you envision them winning the Super Bowl right now with this team? I think it's okay to say no. I mean, they can have a nice game, and you can still say no.
I think I would say yes. I think I would say yes right now. Sure. Did we see what their quarterback looked like yesterday? That guy playing like that, they can beat anybody. I know the Cardinals are not, by the way, like the epitome of great defense in the NFL today. Like, they're actually thought of to be one of the worst in the league this year. But I've got, as long as that quarterback can play like that, I think that I'm going to say yes. Unless there's just everything else around them is looking like it's, you know, not going well. And there was enough to go on defensively yesterday. There was enough to go on with the weapons. Coleman did enough for me yesterday. Cook made a couple of big plays where quarterback like that and everything else looks pretty good around him. Yes, I'm going to say yes to that.
All right.
The Steelers, by the way, they took two trips to the red zone yesterday.
Congratulations.
And won the game. They're scoring drives. 10 plays, 31 yards. 10 plays, 18 yards. How is that possible? How is a 10-play, 18-yard drive even humanly possible? The Steelers, that's how.
I'm now reading Russell Wilson. Them. Russell Wilson was their emergency third quarterback. So
okay.
That's why he was
so
dressed.
So he was inactive, but he's still
dressed as the emergency third.
Okay.
Does the emergency third always dress?
I didn't think so. I thought it was more like they're in street clothes, and if a guy gets hurt, then they go back to the locker room and get dressed, but apparently not.
No. Let's get more calls in. We'll go to Julian in Buffalo. Julian, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy Victory Monday. I just want to touch on the crowd. I'm over here watching the game yesterday, and it's just the chants, the boos, and I'm just got me thinking how bad would the crowd really have turned if we lost or continue playing bad. That was just my concern. And then another thing, another one of my concerns is that, yeah, of course, I'm happy we won. Josh Allen does Josh Allen things, but why does it have to come to a time where Josh Allen has to put everything on his back and become Superman and jump over people and die for touchdowns and do the most? Why can't we just get a more simpler game where Josh Allen's comfortable in the pocket and just lights it up and hits everybody? Like, of course, I'd love to see it, but, I mean, look, he hurt his wrist. We don't need that. I just want Josh to be more comfortable and not have to become Superman. The run game looks good. It's just, I know it's kind of hard to get that out of him, but we just need somebody that, I don't know. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Julian, I am
100%. I love everybody. Go Bills, and let's get ready for Thursday.
Thanks, Julian. I am 100% behind what you're saying. And as someone that sits here and says that, there are some Bills fans that hate the idea that other people would get. I don't want to say this. They hate the idea of taking any credit away from Allen. Like, when you say you want him to not do that, it's like, what, are you going to stop him? He's amazing. Like, I know he's amazing. He should have everything at his disposal as possible. And I find myself during games, he ran one in, it got called back. He ran another one in, and then he ran the ball into the end zone three times, twice through massive contact. And if you start to say, I wish someone else did that, it sounds like you're campaigning against Allen being the best player or being the MVP. And I don't want to sit here and tell you to put shackles on him and tell him not to run, but I almost always wish it looked easier for the offense because he is lifting the weight of the world to make sure they can get it done. And this game yesterday is another one where their run game, I'm sorry, I don't think their run game was very effective. Their run calls are not, in my opinion, spots that they should use run calls. So many second and short runs. Those are free, easy plays for Josh Allen if you want them.
Yep.
Just take your shots. Get your 15, 20, 30-yard throws down the field on a second and two. The fact that the Bills ran it 16 times on first down instead of 16 first down runs to 5 first down passes. Like, that's a way to protect Allen, is to hand the ball off. But, you know, second and longs, third and longs, what's going to happen? He's going to roll out. He's going to make a play. Like, he saves everyone in that franchise all the time. And I'm just with you, Julian. I don't want it to sound like I think he shouldn't do that. I'm with you that I really wish he didn't have to. It really feels, though, like it's a year where he's going to have to. That game is going to happen again. And that game is going to happen against a better opponent. And, you know, it's week one. So sometimes people get upset when you are talking about a win as more than just a win and a loss. But I'm going to say it. I said it before the game. I'll say it today. I'll say it next week. I think the Bills are in for an awful lot of close games this year, because their game script will keep it close. If you're going to run the ball and eat clock like you did against Kansas City, you're going to limit possessions. And that's going to place pressure on Allen to be more perfect and jump over more linebackers. The games will be closer. There'll be a lot of high-leverage situations.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't mean I'm down on them. I just think they're I tweeted
it'll
it
be different.
I tweeted it after the game and people got real mad about it. That if you have a fear of them being run heavy, the fear is probably for you never more real than right now. They're the run heaviest they've been with Joe Brady, and this game lines right up with that. So much running. Doesn't have to be bad. But if you are afraid of that because you think it's not, you think about efficiency and things like that, it's lining up to look like that. And if they win like that, we won't care. If they win. 803-0550. Thank you, Julian, for the phone call. Hope I defended your point, your take there, because I feel the same way, and I don't want to get around to any sort of knock against Josh. It's really wishing he didn't have to lift the earth every day. Steve in Texas. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, guys. You know, feeling a lot better today than yesterday. I almost had the feeling, you know, emotionally of losing yesterday after just the play calling down there for that, you know, field goal to death and, you know, good for getting the win, but just the vanilla play calling down there. It's almost like, you know, the plan was to just kick a field goal. I mean, there was just nothing. I can't imagine, you know, Kansas City being in that situation and not having some type of play with motion or something besides just running into a wall of players, especially Allen on that last play with his wrist injury, just like, here's the ball, and then throw him right into a group of people. It just, it was crazy. I just, you know, I still felt terrible after the win, but just, I don't know. I just can't believe that that's what they chose to do at the end of that game.
Yeah. The Kansas City comp, like, it's kind of easy to do, but I kind of like it, like, for this situation, because I think you're right. Like, that's where, when you said early, like, before the season started, Jeremy, they're like, let's see if Joe Brady's a witch. What does a witch do on second and three? I'm watching the play right now. There is no motion. There is six linemen on the field. There are two tight ends on the field. And Allen just hands the ball to James Cook, who just runs straight ahead. Zero creativity to the play call whatsoever. On a second and three. And again, I'm not saying every play's got to be creative.
This is on the final drive?
This is on the final drive, the second and three that they have.
What's Joe Brady's job there? This would get to the point you like to make about the playoff game against the Chiefs, where Josh Allen thinks a field goal is okay here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And Allen has said things of this nature when talking about turnovers. Sometimes ending a drive and a kick is okay, whether that's a punt or a field goal. And on that drive, they call five run plays and no pass plays. I wonder if any of that has to do with the fact that his hand was bothering him and wrapped heavily. Who knows?
Okay, yeah.
But it's the final drive of the game. You can ice the game, and you run five times very conservatively, not very effectively, and you kick your field goal and say the field goal is good enough.
Yeah. The next play, by the way, the third down and one, they run a read option play. And you want to say that's more creative? That's fine. Like, again, what's a play I'm imagining Andy Reid draws up there? Is there's a receiver running in motion, and maybe it's a jet sweep to him, or, you know, they're doing one of those plays they used to do with the end zone in the Super Bowl where guy runs right, then runs left, and then he's open on a quick short pass. And this read option play, too, like, there's really nothing there. So, I don't know. You can nitpick those play calls. I just would have preferred they didn't run five straight times on that final drive. Put the ball in Allen's hands one time in the backfield, because a lot of times he's going to run anyway. If there's nothing, if there's something open, then he'll take it. If he doesn't, on third and two, who's more dangerous in the pocket with time than Josh Allen on third and two? Even if nobody's open. There were a couple plays. Wasn't the turnover at the original drive, by the way, the first drive of the game, probably because nobody was open? He had all day back there.
He did. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Let TRS Heating and Air Conditioning intercept your heating bills and are now at WGR550.com for a chance to win $1,200 towards your home heating costs. Don't fumble this opportunity. Contest ends January 5th. TRS Heating and Air Conditioning and Electrical Excellence, powering tomorrow, comforting today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
He's lining it up. 5 seconds left. NIU up 16-14. 62-yarder. Snap, hold, Jeter's kick. It's blocked! It's blocked! It's blocked! Picked up by NIU! Picked up by NIU! The Huskies have done it! The Huskies with the biggest upset in NIU history! They come to South Bend, Indiana, and they knock off the number 5 team in the country!
So, what's crazier? Northern Illinois beating Notre Dame over the weekend or Notre Dame attempting a 62-yard field goal in college? What?
Well, they had no choice, right?
I guess.
The buzzer was there 5 seconds left?
62? What are you, crazy?
That's tough. They shouldn't have had a chance at that anyway. Did you see how that game unfolded? There were two things. An obvious first down that they, for some reason, didn't give Northern Illinois on the review. And then the clock was running when they reviewed it. This is the previous drive where Northern Illinois is trying to ice the game. The clock is running when they go to review it. They come out of the review. They don't restart the clock. So Notre Dame doesn't have to use their final timeout. So they have that final timeout on their final drive to use it to kick the field goal. But right, it was 62 yards. So
803-0550. It's Victory Monday. Hold on, I'm checking my notes here. Does that apply to Syracuse football?
I was just going to ask because...
It does!
I believe...
Get me in the top 25. Show me. Hit me with that number.
They are not in the AP top 25.
Get out of here. What does the AP know?
They are not in the top 25, but I am looking at like the full votes, and they're on like half the ballots. So if they miss, they barely missed, because I'm looking at the full list of ballots and a lot of teams. Like this guy, Chip Towers... What someone with an AP poll vote has them over Michigan, who lost on Sunday. Kyle McCord, huh?
Kyle McCord.
He was at the Bills game yesterday.
He was at the Bills game yesterday.
How about that?
Mike in Alden is next up. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Good morning. So I just wanted to bring up the whole like RPO thing, because I know this is an issue here with the whole run on James Cook up the middle. Every time we go to do that, it's where's the pass option there? Because, like, every time I feel like it just ends up getting handed off. And then you're looking at that, was it Wilson, the linebacker? We made him look like an all-pro, even though he is a good player. But he just snipped it out every time. And Yeah. So, and to me, if you're going to run up the middle, right, are we going to use Davis in those situations as opposed to Cook, who's more of a outside the numbers type guy? Yeah. And then I just wanted to bring that up and talk about that. And then the only other thing was when Josh jumped over that dude, nobody really talked about what he did to the two D linemen that were sitting there that are probably 600 pounds between the two of them. And he just wiped them off the face of the planet. It was awesome. But thanks, guys. I'll hang up on the.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. I don't know exactly how many RPOs they even have anymore in their offense. Not quite the same as the Dorsey offense, right? Like, there's, you know, it's just, I just don't know, to be totally honest, how many RPOs they run. Not ever, if you're talking about run pass balance versus, you know, can Josh check out of a thing or is everything built right in? I don't know. We'll have to check that. We'll get the numbers. That people dig into, you know, how many of these plays were RPOs and all that.
I also want to see how much of the pre-snap motion they were doing yesterday.
Yeah.
Because that was a big complaint under Dorsey, right?
They
didn't use it a lot. And then when they went to Brady, they used a lot of it.
Yeah.
Or at least a lot more. And yesterday, it didn't really feel like to me they were doing a lot of it. But Curtis Samuel wasn't on the field a lot, so
True.
He's the guy for that.
I saw a stat, Cooper Kupp in motion yesterday. Cooper Kupp in the game in Sunday night. This is what next-gen stats can give you. You're like, well, what's the use of next-gen stats in player tracking? Sometimes it's really useful, and sometimes it can give you just notes like this. Cooper Kupp ran 464 yards of motion yesterday. Pre-snap motion, 464 yards, Cooper Kupp.
And then he had 21 targets?
Yeah. He ran like a mile and a half during the game.
Yeah, like a season's worth of cardio.
Yes.
From Cooper Kupp.
Ken in Depew. Hey, Ken.
Hey, guys. It's nice to get the win. I'm on the other side of the spectrum that everyone else is. I don't feel good about this win. We are in year 7 of Josh Allen. Everything on this offense is still Josh Allen. I know it's a new type of offense that they have to get used to. We've got offensive linemen that can move and that are nimble. How in the world, when you've got 3rd and 3, everything 3rd and 3 or less is Josh? You've got arguably one of the most electrifying running backs in the game right now. There is no resemblance of a screen game. How hard could we hurt teams with Cook in a screen game? Too much lackadaisical preparation. You can't spend the whole half being a step behind on offense and defense. That's coaching preparation and knowing your opponent. I'm not giving, this is year 7, I'm not giving in anything, and for the first time since he's been here, I am starting to be on the side of, well, McDermott, you're really interviewing to stay here after this season. Too many dumb mistakes, too many things, bad times. It's coaching preparation. He's really under the microscope this year. If things can't clean up, I mean, we are wasting one, probably the most dynamic quarterback we've seen in the NFL between rushing and passing and what he can do. We're wasting him away, and maybe there needs to be a little bit more of an authoritarian. A lot of it's preparation. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm happy they won, but 16 games with Josh like that and the playoffs, we're going to kill the guy, and we're never going to get to where we want to be. Thank you.
Thanks, Ken. Yeah, I mean, you said a lot of different things. I will jump on the last part. I would agree about the very last part. I don't think you can get through 17 games of asking him to do that. I don't think you can.
Haven't they already, though?
No. He does that like 4 games a year.
Where he runs that much and
he runs
throws
and jumps
his body around that much?
Yeah, where he runs for 2 and throws for 2. you know, usually it's a little less than that on the running department. He had designed runs yesterday, right? He had a designed run. I don't want him to be told not to run. But three people ran with the ball into the end zone. And it was him all three times. I mean, Shakir on a screen.
Yeah. Ray Davis inside the 10. There was none of that.
He's a cheat code.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's there's a lot of stupid little comparisons I could make, but it's like if you play your buddy in NHL online and he only knows how to score the glitch goal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of the Bills' red zone stuff is the glitch goal. Like, Allen's going to pull it down and take it himself. And that's what makes it hard to evaluate an offensive coordinator. Or an offense in general. Like, how was Joe Brady's design? I don't know. If he designed a play that stunk and Josh Allen jumped over Buda Baker, play the shout song, baby. You know? So I don't think they can get through 17 games in the playoffs with him doing all of that. He needs more. He'll need more from Kincaid and Coleman and Shakir. And they all played, you know, parts in this game. But the everybody eats. Is the everybody eats... Everybody eats a little bit, and Josh Allen eats a full Thanksgiving meal every game.
Like, mm-hmm.
I don't think that will hold up. So there's, again, we do this all the time. I always refer to it as the battle for Josh Allen's soul. He leaped over Buda Baker, had to get his hand wrapped, and said in postgame, I can't make a living like that, and in 3 days, he'll do it again.
Yeah.
For better or for worse, it's what he's going to do. No, I'm not going to go tonight. We're going to have a nice little Saturday. And then he's streaking through the quad. Like, that, it's not going to change until he gets guys that are open. Like, to me, that's the part of this. If he's got guys in open and an offense that's giving him those quick answers and the design is so good, he won't do that. But
and if you're up big.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's the point about if they're going to play more close games, he's going to feel the need to do things like that more often. And on the caller's original point about the screen game, you saw it in a couple moments yesterday. I feel like their screen game is Curtis Samuel. And I don't know how much they felt he was ready to play yesterday, playing less than 30% of the snaps for someone they paid, you know, not a monstrous number to, but $8 million a year. So when Samuel's playing more, I would expect more screen game.
And screen game is going to depend on the defense. Like, you're going to have to call it against a look that you like.
Right.
You might not get a look. Tim in Clarence Center. Hey, Tim.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, the only thing I wanted to say, I really enjoyed the game. Everything, forgot the first half. But the last play, we're up by 3 points, okay? Why and would they go for a field goal? And we could have lost that game with another bomb. The guy catches it on the 3 or 4 yard line. Why would you do that? I think we should have. We were only 4th and 3. I think we should have held the ball or pass, run, anything. That's my only critique that I was upset about McDermott calling that. So thanks. I'll hang up and listen to you.
Thanks, Tim. I didn't see anybody tweeting about the win probability on the Bills kick.
No.
And maybe we could look into that. Can you pull that up?
I could try to find that. Yeah.
Do some work on if that kick helped their win probability more than going for it would have. Because one thing about the Bills is, despite what you may think, McDermott, for a couple years, has been really good at win probability and knowing how kicking affects that. The Bills are a very reliably by-the-book, do-not-give-up-win probability on kicks. And in this particular kick...
All right, I got it for you.
You do, okay.
I think from number fire, if I have this right, their win probability went down from 85.3% to 83.9% when they kicked the field goal.
Okay. And going for the fourth down, you can't really put that in. The best
I'll try to find someone. I don't know how to do that after the fact.
The best you can do is put in like 1st and 10 at 1 yard past it and find out what it is. And,
yeah.
But even then, like, but their win probability did go down 2 points?
It went down 2 points. When they made the field goal.
Making the field goal hurts you. Yeah. Again, that's trust the defense. There's a lot of trust in the defense. And in this case, the trust worked. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550.
Where's that fourth down bot when you need him?
Yeah.
I thought we had things for stuff like this. Where's the fourth down bot? He's too preoccupied with Antonio Pierce. Maybe.
That was a rough one. Tune in to WGR 550 each Bills game day during the regular season for your chance to answer our tailgate trivia question. It's your chance to win two VIP tickets to a Buffalo Red Zone tailgate party, courtesy of Game Day Hospitality. Tickets include food, drink, entertainment, and access to the VIP tent. Visit our contest page at WGR550.com. Extendo Sports, then the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Short week. Get your calls in now. Get your reaction in to Bills, Cardinals. Another season-opening win, another MVP performance, another day in the good life with a quarterback as good as Josh Allen, who's a freak show. Jeremy and Joe on Victory Monday on WGR.
Back to pass, steps up in the pocket, and he trips and falls down. Von Miller going to get credit for the sack. Welcome back, Von Miller.
Breaking sports news airs first here, guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right, Extendo Sports here. The Manning cast tonight. You've got Aaron Rodgers' re-debut. Jets at 49ers, ESPN Plus, ESPN 2, and Bill Belichick will be part of the Manning cast. One thing Peyton also said regarding the Manning cast is he will be more aggressive in interrupting his guests, which is a good thing, because sometimes a guest is on and something in the game happens, and that's where Peyton's got to be like, hold on a second, we just had this. So he's going to be more aggressive in interrupting. There you go. Manning cast tonight. Jets and Niners. If Rodgers looks sharp, first off, if Rodgers and the Jets throw for a bunch of yards, they'll be alone. Not a lot of teams did it this week. The number of, how about this one? You see, the number of passing touchdowns in week one this year. You might have, is this a trend? Steve Palazzolo had this stat. In 2019, there were 61 passing touchdowns in week one.
Okay.
2020, there were 52. 2021, there were 61. 2022, 51. Last year, week one passing touchdowns, 37. This year, week one passing touchdowns, 33. With one game left. Running the ball is back, baby.
I did see, did you see Matt Miller tweet about this? That he kind of blamed the passing in week one on the lack of preseason reps. And I went back to 2020 when there was no preseason whatsoever. And they averaged 251 yards.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday they averaged 185. Like, it's the preseason's fault. I just would want to know if that's true year over year before I'm ready to blame the preseason for why no one could throw the ball yesterday.
We'll sneak Fred and Cheek to Waga in before the break. Hey, Fred. Hello, Fred.
Fred, you there?
No, Fred. I'll put you back on hold. Hang on for Sal. Sal Capaccio's got the Extra Point Show coming up.
Super Bowl halftime this year. You see that?
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar.
He had already performed.
Blast Drake for 20 minutes.
He was at the Super Bowl as part of another halftime show when they had like five people once.
Was it the Dr. Dre one?
I think so.
Okay.
I think he had a moment in that, like as a cameo, Kendrick Lamar.
Okay. One more thing. We haven't talked since Friday. Packers losing Jordan Love. Are they going to sign Ryan Tannehill?
Good question.
Malik Willis is bad. He's just so bad. He took a sack on the Hail Mary.
That's tough.
Just get the ball in the air. That's it. That's all you got to do. And he took a sack. I don't know how they keep going with that.
Did you watch the Friday night game between the Packers and the Eagles?
Yeah. This was from that game.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if you watched the whole game.
Yes. Yeah, the whole game. Yeah.
It did have a preseason broadcast feel to it.
Oh,
it did not
totally.
Feel. And I don't know. Like, listen, I think Noah Eagle does a nice job. Todd Blackledge, you needed somebody else in that booth.
Yeah.
You can't. I mean, like, the broadcast felt and had the presentation of absolute preseason.
Yep. And I think the crowd kinda
was weird.
Yeah, like they cheered louder for field goals than they did for touchdowns. Anyone notice that?
How about how loud the public address announcer was?
I liked that part.
Blasting at all times.
Screaming like it was a goal, like right after like a touchdown or something. Yeah.
All right, that's it for us. Fred, if you're still there, stay tuned for Sal. Jeremy and Joe, we're back tomorrow. Happy Victory Monday. Bills and Dolphins on Thursday.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.